Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise. Join us as we thank God for the mediator He provided to us. He is absolutely perfect, the best.
Where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there I have looked around the world to find my place in life, and of all the oceans I have crossed and mountains I have climbed, I finally found the answer is simply where I stand. 'Cause life begins with Jesus once we take His hand. Where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be. Jesus is always there for us, guiding us with His His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see.
Thank you, Father, that where there is Jesus, there is provision. Thank you, Father, for your perfect provision for the mediator, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord, and our great High Priest, your Son who is right now interceding for us. As we read about His life in the Gospels, Lord, we see clearly how that He was tested and tempted just as we are, yet without sin. As we invest these few moments in Your presence, God, please help us to see You more clearly, to understand how You have provided for us through Your Son, and how we should worship You with our whole hearts, mind, and spirit. we continue to praise you as God, our Creator. And thank you for your boundless love. Amen.
trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Can we find a friend so
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you do, you're able to listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Stand.
This is our call to worship.
That thou come together tonight to worship the Lord with our psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, some of which are new, and then some like this one that has encouraged and strengthened us down through the years.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, oh, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when he rose up from the tomb? Oh, were you there when he rose up from the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, oh, tremble. To have been there when he rose up from the tomb. Oh, Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
Say and do, I'm still trying to say thanks
for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved.
Yet you give and you give and you give to prove your love for me.
The voices cannot express my gratitude for all that I am and ever hope to be.
Lord, I know
I owe it all to Thee.
Lord, to God
be praised.
Amen. Indeed, Jesus paid it all, and as our mediator, he is the absolute perfect fit for the job of representing us before the God of creation. A man that was tested in all points, as we are, and the God of creation that knows exactly how we are made, how we will act and react to our circumstances in this life. A priest on our behalf, indeed, our personal high priest. Let's begin our time in God's Word, looking at Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you." And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered not only into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enter the holy places every year with blood, not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man once to die and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. 1 John chapter 2. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 2, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it's pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you're no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, Christ, you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Fellow believers, thank God for his provision of our high priest. And friend, if you are listening today and wish you had a relationship with a God of love, he has made a way. Today is your day of salvation. We find these promises and these instructions in Romans 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the Scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be ashamed. There is no other name but Jesus.
Above his name there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last, beginning and the end. He was the King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. He created all that is with his own hand. And yet the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus.
Jesus, come to me. Soothe my soul with songs of peace. As I look to you alone, fill me with your love.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we're reminded that Jesus Christ is the absolutely perfect mediator for us. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there safely and securely on the website. And that's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.